Birthday scam time. I'm going to call a woman.
She got in a car accident or something about 3 years ago and had to take an ambulance ride to the hospital.
At the time, they wouldn't accept her type of insurance.
Mm-hmm. And she was fine.
She was fine at that time, but the tech, according to her, said, well, we'll just give you a ride anyways, no charge. And later she got billed and was furious and didn't pay it for like 2 years. And she's very uptight about this whole issue. It just makes her mad. She thought she had a free ride.
Lorraine?
Hi, Lorraine?
Yeah?
This is Aaron. I'm calling from the... How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling about a bill that for the ambulance service. And I just wanted to follow up here. I noticed that we
Why are you calling me at work?
Well, because I wanted to just verify with you where we are. I'm in the accounting department here.
What ambulance? Hold on a minute, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, which ambulance service are you talking about?
The service from 3 years ago, and I'm just verifying.
That's going to be paid off as of this month, I think.
You have two payments left, as I see it.
No, I have one payment left, and y'all sent me the bill. It's for $40. And I will get it paid as soon as I can.
Yes.
I always do, at least before the 25th.
Well, that is for the principal balance, but then you have the finance charge for the...
No. They didn't say nothing about no finance charge, and I'm not paying it. And I don't appreciate you people calling me at work, because that is against the law.
Well, it's not against the law, ma'am,
first of all. Because you have no right to harass somebody on their job.
I'm not harassing you.
You're
just letting you know.
You're calling me here on my job on a bill that I will be paying for at the as of this month, and you're. Hold on. Let me go to the back room. Okay.
I don't understand why where all the hostility is. I mean,
because you're calling my job.
Well, this is where I could reach you in the daytime.
If you talk to the people that I dealt with. She and I made a deal that I pay up the, I think it was like $200-something.
Right.
And I have paid $45 a month.
Yes, I see that.
Until this month is $40. And that is all I owe. She never once said nothing about interest.
Well, that was a mistake on her part.
I'm sorry, but the mistake was made, and I'm paying the last bit as of this month on the 25th.
And then you'll owe $65, and that'll be it.
Then I will owe you nothing.
We've bent over backwards to make special arrangements with you to give you nearly 3 years
exactly
to pay the bill.
And you're calling
and
my
you
job,
think we
and
would do it for free
over.
With no finance charge.
You're calling me back on the last month to tell me I owe more. And after your service messed up in the first place.
We saved your life.
No, honey, you didn't save my life. You got lost on the way to the hospital.
This is the thanks we get. You know, I was in that ambulance.
No, don't even come off with me right now, mister.
Because
I am not in a happy, very good mood. And you're pissing me off even worse. I'm sorry, but you got lost to the service. And when I asked them if they needed insurance, they told me no.
Okay.
And I'm not going through this again.
Okay,
I talked to the lady.
All right.
And I made a deal with her.
All right, let's calm down.
I'm paying the $40.
Down.
If I have to deal with you again, I'll come down in your face. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Here, have a nice day.
Okay. Wow. Let's get Jose in here. This is his fault after all.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, Daddy.
What you done?
Well, nothing. I just got in the face of somebody.
What are you talking about? You remember I told you I mentioned the Dean and Rod show?
Yeah.
On the radio?
Well, I'm sure they just got an earful, didn't they, Mom?
Well, they're on the line with us.
Hey.
Be nice to them.
Hey, you sure ripped me a new one, Loreen.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Here's Susie Eagle Update.
It is MLK Day, and America is celebrating by committing to hours of community service in the name of the civil rights leader. The Army and local police are investigating the deaths of 11 Fort Hood soldiers who have died on and off the large Texas base in the last 3 months under mysterious circumstances. The most recent death involved 23-year-old Sergeant Alex Taylor of Texas City, who was found unresponsive at his job at Fort Hood. Detectives are widening the investigation into George Michael's death. They're reportedly looking into some mysterious visitors the night before he died. An autopsy was inconclusive. Toxicology reports haven't come back yet. And David Bowie's Black Star album cover is still keeping fans guessing a year after his death. The man who's designed all of Bowie's albums since 2002 says, yes, there are hidden secrets that even Bowie didn't know about. Says he's not ready to share them all. He does say that the five stars at the bottom are meant to read, Bowie somehow. You know, one fan discovered that exposing it to sunlight created an image of stars in the sky.
Ooh.
And somebody else has found that you can see David Bowie's image in the stars somehow. And Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus has taken down the Big Top for good. After 146 years, the final show is scheduled for May. Animal abuse complaints made the circus stop using the elephants last year, and ticket sales have gone down.
Oh, Dean, it's time to shave the bearded woman.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Raj with sports.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. The conference championship games consistently turn out to be better than the actual Super Bowl, and this year will probably be no different, especially since Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has already given the Patriots bulletin board material by calling them a-holes. Tomlin was frustrated that the league moved the Steelers-Chiefs game from a noon start to 7:20 p.m. due to ice storms, which gives the Patriots more rest and preparation time since they played a day earlier. Little did Coach Tomlin know, receiver Antonio Brown was live Facebooking his post-game locker room speech.
Holes a day and a half. They played yesterday. Our game got moved to tonight. We will touch down at 4 o'clock in the morning. So be it. We'll be ready for the ass.
Wow.
Look, when he's right, he's right. That's today's Wild Pitch.
And now, with a solemn look back through the misty sands of time, here's Dean and Raj with the day in music history.
Let's go back in time. How would you like to see a Bruce Springsteen concert where Bruce and the E Street Band play to just you and 24 other people? Well, it happened on this day in 1973, just before they hit their fame, right?
Right.
Weren't widely known. So they're playing a show at Villanova University in Philadelphia to an audience of 25 people because the college newspaper had been on strike, so the thing went unadvertised. So nobody showed up.
That was the only form of, this was before Facebook.
Right. It was, if it wasn't in the school newspaper, nobody could know
about
it.
Nobody knew about it.
This is thought to be the smallest crowd that Bruce and the E Street Band ever played in front of. Played for 5 hours. And we'll leave you with maybe the most famous pot bust in history. Happened in 1980 to Paul McCartney. Thrown in jail in Japan for 9 days after being caught with weed at the airport. McCartney said later, "The stuff was too good to flush down the toilet, so I thought I'd take it with me." Not smart.